one spot for some sports, huh? Got the city going crazy when we work, huh? We top two, but we ain't two, we in first, huh? And when you need the real, we is who you search, huh? D-Lo, KC, D-Lo, KC, D-Lo, KC, D-Lo, we your number one spot.
Hey, one more time. Let's go, man. Come on, it's July 24th. Another boring day. Just a lot. Nothing special about July 24th. It's not like it's the 22nd or something like that. It's just another day on the calendar. It's D-Lo and KC. It's ESPN 1320. D-Lo's still out on vacation, but he's going to pull up on us in just a second. But in the meantime, all my people on YouTube see him. We got my main man, Jake Gaydon, in the building with us, man. Jake, what up? Hold on, let me get your mic. What up, man? How you doing?
Yo, what's good, my guy? How are you?
I'm good, man.
Happy
good.
July, what, 24th?
Yeah, July 24th. You know, it's Leo's and all this other stuff. I mean, no disrespect, but it's just another day on the calendar. It ain't like it's cancer season or nothing like that.
No, nothing crazy.
It don't like it's July 22nd or nothing like that. It's just another day. I'm joking there. Barry Bonds was born on July 24th.
Really?
Yeah, the GOAT. The GOAT was born on July
24th. Fun fact.
So, real quick.
Shoot.
Acknowledge me.
Yes, D-Lo's not
the
here,
ultimate needle mover in God Bone himself.
And we are live
from the worst slums of Sacramento.
My main man, Jesse Tapia.
What are you doing with him?
Ooh.
Yeah, that one's a little bit different today.
Damn, that hit today.
I thought about that.
I didn't even think about it till I
I thought about that coming
damn
in today.
Wow. So what we're talking about, and one of the reasons, that's the second time I almost broke this chair in 2 days. This is okay.
You're not supposed to sit over there. That's why they have you sitting
over there.
I guess
not. I don't know what's going on here.
Dame sits there because he's very more calm, cool, collective. The whole
and I'm
time.
Just, I'm sorry.
Well, it's weird sitting in that spot, though, huh, Casey? It's a weird dynamic. I don't know how Dame does it.
It is a little weird. The lights hit a little different. You know, it doesn't, you know, I always wear the hat, so it covers my eyes. That's why I got glasses on.
The screen's a lot farther away.
Yeah. So it's, you know, I can't. It's a little difficult to get settled on this side. Poor Dame. That's why he always kicks his feet up over here, too, and leans back. But when we talked about Jesse's drop, when we talked about Jesse's drop.
What are you doing with him?
It did hit a little different today because I say the sports icon passed away today. And D-Lo, who is on vacation, said, man, I said, D-Lo, man, come on, man. This is an all-timer. So if you don't mind, we'd love to hear your thoughts. As Hulk Hogan passed away today at 71 years old, and the group text was group texting because there was a lot of different emotions to this one, and I think we all kind of came around on the same area. Dame, what's up, man? How you doing, bro?
Yeah, I'm good, man. I'm good. This one was weird. Like, this one should have hit tough, and it didn't, and that's the unfortunate thing, man. When you have these people who, anyone who listens to this show knows what an integral part professional wrestling is to my life, to our lives. Like, professional wrestling was a babysitter for me growing up. Like, I when my mom was working, I was watching stuff that I had recorded on Superstars of Wrestling on Channel 31 on Saturday mornings and Wrestling Challenge on Sunday mornings. And I grew up with wrestling. Like, Hulkamania started in, I think it was 1984. And I was 3 years old when that happened. So 84, 85, you start to get into the WrestleManias when he slams Andre the Giant. I think I'm six. So I'm locked in. I remember when Andre turned on him, and I remember everything that set up WrestleMania. So, like, Hogan was a huge part of really my entire life. Like, we talk regularly on this show. It's only recently that wrestling isn't a love of mine. Like, it's like I'm going to be 45 in a couple of weeks, and it's been a part of my life for 44 years, and it's just kind of not right now. But Hogan was a huge part of that. And you start to get into 96, 97, you have this different version of Hulkamania, right? Like, you have this Hollywood Hogan version. So as I'm becoming older and a little bit more defiant and finding my voice as a young adult at 18, 19, all of it, now you have this edgier version of Hulk Hogan, right? And so he was able to keep, he's arguably the biggest baby face in professional wrestling history and the biggest heel in professional wrestling history. And I don't think there's anyone else who can say that. Austin can't say that. Right. When he tried to turn heel, it was a massive failure. Rock can't say that. He's been very successful at both, but he can't say that. Mm-hmm. I think Hogan is the only one who can say it. And it's, you know, it's, it's weird. You don't have to do this with, but you don't have to do this with white superstars very much. Mm. Black people always, you're left to make a distinction between R. Kelly, the artist, and what R. Kelly is accused of. Mm-hmm. You're left to make the distinction between Michael Jackson and what Michael Jackson has been accused of. You rarely hear that with white artists and in white superstars, the level of which Hulk Hogan was, because Hulk Hogan is absolutely, if there is one name that is synonymous with professional wrestling from now until eternity, it's going to be Hulk Hogan. Mm-hmm. You can have the discussions about Austin and Flair and Dwayne and all of that, but it's Hulk Hogan. Mm-hmm. Hulk Hogan is to professional wrestling kind of what Michael Jordan is to professional basketball. There was Magic and Larry, and there was Gorgeous George, and there was Andre the Giant, and there were attractions, and there were people that drew money and drew eyeballs and did all of that. But the game changed with Mike. Everything changed with Hulk Hogan. And everything changed with Hulk Hogan and Vince McMahon. And, you know, both of those guys are guys that we just don't talk about anymore. So, you know, hearing the rumors that he was ill over the course of the last couple of weeks, and then, you know, seeing the TMZ report that he had passed away today, was kind of just one of those moments where you're like, huh. Like, I should be devastated. Like, I told the story about my mom and meeting Hulk Hogan for the first time and having to call my mom. Yeah. First person I text wasn't the, I text my mom. I was like, I text her the TMZ thing. Yeah. She was like, oh no. And it's just like this. Yeah. Well, yeah. You know what I mean? Like, right. Well, okay. And yeah. And the funny, like the hardest part for me to reconcile isn't just, you know, the part of being a the part of being such a fan growing up. It is, I've had probably 3 in-person interactions with him, maybe 5 like total counting the phone and Zoom. He has been nothing but amazing to me. Like, my first interview with him was a dream come true. Like, I have the audio to this day. I met his family before they fell apart. Like, he was just amazing. And it was I remember the first time I met Bonzi Wells. I know that's a weird transition, but I was doing Avalon and they told me, hey, man, hey, Bonzi's a jackass, bro. Like, just be aware. Bonzi's pulling up. He sucks. Just try to get through the night. Mm. Man, Bonzi was the coolest dude in the club that night. Like, he sat at our table with us. He took pictures with us. He took pictures with every person who came up to that table to see him. He smiled the whole night. He wasn't drinking a ton. He was just hanging out, having fun. And that was a lesson to where it's like, all right, well, try to judge people on how they treat you. Mm-hmm. And the way Bonzi treated me was incredible. Right. The way Hulk Hogan treated me is incredible. But this weird thing that he's done over the last, you know, because you could go back to that video, and we've discussed that video at length, where, you know, he uses the N-word, and I even said on this show, like, I have trouble reconciling that, and it led to one of our most famous moments where our brother called and was like, man, D-Lo, I know how you feel. I feel the same way about O.J. Simpson. It was like, oh, man. Well, all right. And
I see it.
So we got past that, but then you get to, you know, the last couple of years, and the way he really, really kind of leaned into this MAGA thing, and the way he really leaned into, like, it's fine. You have a relationship with Donald Trump. You have a very long, profitable business relationship with Donald Trump. Hey, do you? You want to support him as president? Do you? But all of the extra stuff he did with, you know, our former vice president, it's like, you can't walk that stuff back, and you had already lost a lot of people forever. Mm-hmm. The ones that you didn't lose, including me, you lost then. Mm-hmm. and he's not revered in the professional wrestling industry the way that like Bret Hart is, or the way that even Ric Flair is. Like those guys are loved amongst the community of professional wrestlers.
Yeah.
Hulk Hogan's not that. And it's made his passing just weird. Mm-hmm. And like I guess I mourn, and this is the, I'm still KC's words, so forgive me. I guess I'll mourn the character and just let the man pass.
Yeah. I mean, that's kind of, I don't always have this ability, but there are times in certain situations, and look, I'm not gonna lie. Sometimes it's like selfish reasons, right? Like I don't want to give up certain stuff where I can separate, or I attempt to separate the artist or the character from the man or what the person's been accused of or has done. And that's just kind of how I deal with Hulk Hogan and how I have dealt with Hulk Hogan. Seems like a POS. I don't know if even know if I can say that, but seems like that's who he is. What's his name? Terry Bollea?
Terry Bollea.
Yeah, it doesn't seem like anybody that would ever look out for me or be somebody that would be on my side with a lot of different things. But Hulk Hogan, the character, I revere in a different way. I was having this conversation with my wife this morning. There is no discussion. He is number one. And it's not even close. The discussion starts at two. Like, oh, are you going to go with Stone Cold or Cena or something like that? That's where the discussion starts. But for me, it's not even close. It's Hogan. And I got to be honest with you. And maybe he's a virtue of the time frame that he was doing this. I don't think that's ever going to change. Like, I don't think there'll ever be a bigger wrestler, definitely a more important wrestler than Hulk Hogan.
It'll be interesting. And Jake, you're doing a bang up job over there.
I'm listening. It's great here. All right. I'm going to sit back and relax.
It'll be interesting to see, like, Jordan pulls $1 billion 2 decades out of retirement a year. Mm-hmm. He pulls it, you know, he sells $1 billion worth of merchandise a year. We know WWE will continue to sell Hulk Hogan merchandise. We know that WWE is going to continue to mourn Hulk Hogan. And by the way, as they should, I'm not against what WWE is doing. Like WWE in its current incarnation does not exist.
Right.
WWE is not owned by, I know the company's called TKO, but the agency led by Amari Emanuel that bought them. It doesn't exist in that current incarnation if it wasn't for Hulk Hogan. Vince McMahon 2 decades ago doesn't take the company public if it wasn't for what Hulk Hogan did in the 80s. Mm-hmm. And so they should continue to celebrate them, because at least as best you can. But I don't know that I do wonder if at some point he fades away. And I know we got to take a commercial break here at some point, but I know Jordan never had anything like this that held him back.
Right.
Like, and Jordan is the most influential figure, I think, in the history of professional basketball. Hulk Hogan is the most influential figure in the history of professional wrestling, but you can't market them the same way. Mm-hmm. So I do wonder if there's a time where that red and yellow is gone and it's replaced perhaps, you know, by the black and the bold lettering of Stone Cold Steve Austin, or perhaps John Cena or Roman or someone we're not even talking about yet.
Yeah, I feel you. Dang, man, I appreciate you. I know you're on vacation. You can go back to the resort, you know.
Everybody knows I'm at home.
I think there's a waiter that's sitting there waiting with like a bottle of water, not even like glass bottle water that, you know, you take and he pours it for you. I know.
Yeah, have fun, man.
I just want to know how the Costco adventure went. That's really all I want to know.
This is what I've done with my time off. I've been to Costco I've been to Target twice in 2 days.
Sweet.
Like, come on, man. Like, no,
when's
man.
It, wait, real quick. When's the last time you were at Target before those two times?
Bro, I can't venture. I cannot venture a guess. I have no clue. No clue.
Can I tell you
something? Twice, and it was a compromise because your girl was trying to get me to go to IKEA.
Well, IKEA. Ain't nothing wrong with IKEA. Ain't nothing wrong with IKEA. I need some
There might not. Look, hey, you going to take me to Costco and IKEA on my week off? Come on, man.
Hey, come on, man. Costco, though, fun fact, has great, great deals on meats. Steak and chicken.
Hold on. Wait. We got to go to break. ESPN 1320. Yeah.
D-Lo and KC. You heard the man, D-Lo and KC here on ESPN 1320. Today, I'm not without friends. Now, yesterday I wasn't without friends either because Jesse's my friend, but I'm just saying. Like,
I don't know.
We're coworkers.
Jesse was trying to work. Like, he was like, yo, I got work to do.
No, that's the thing.
Somebody come and talk.
Yeah, that's the thing. Like, we really needed someone's like, I really got to cut, run it back in this YouTube stuff right here.
So I do have one of my main dudes, man, one of my guys, Jake Gayton, in the building. What's up, Jake?
What's up, KC?
Get some air horns for my guy, Jake Gayton. CBS. Where do I want to start with Jake? Because usually when I have Jake on, one of the first things I ask you is like, hey, how's the summer? You know, how's K Street? You know what I mean? How's Midtown? You know what I mean? That's usually what I try to figure out because I live my life through Jake. That's what I do.
You actually?
Yeah.
You would actually? Okay, well, you can join me whenever you want.
Well, no, I live my life through you. Like, whatever. I'm a married man.
I believe it. I got a family. You got a little kids.
I'm a little washed out here. Okay. You know, people was like, what'd you do for your birthday? I was like, I had dinner at home. Like, that's what I did. I'm a little washed. So I'm living through you. You on K Street. You in Midtown.
I'm scared.
You know what I'm saying?
I'm scared of K Street now.
Oh, what?
What happened? Just too much fun at the Panther. Panther.
Oh yeah. Well,
do you know what I'm talking about? Yeah.
I've been in there with Jake. All right,
well, cool. I've been in there with Jake before. And the darling, whatever you want to call it, Birdie, the darling Birdie.
Yeah, that's a good look.
They're both great. So I moved my way on to Midtown and R Street. So
that's a good look. Hey, oh man, I can't wait. Dame would appreciate this. I don't think you know nothing about this, but Jesse would know. I'm a one man wolf pack right here. Chatty y'all's help me out, but they're bringing back Tunnel 21, and if y'all don't know what that means, it's about to go up an old sack.
So like, what does that mean? Like, actual? Because I've heard you guys talk about Tunnel 21 over the last 5 years enough to know kind of what's going on. It's Vladdy's old place or whatever, right? Yeah. So, like, what is this? Is it Tunnel 21 or is this something different?
So I'll put it to you like this. In the black community here in Sacramento, Tunnel 21 is a top five club of all time, hands down. Now, like I said, it was a club for, you know, hip-hop and R&B. Like I said, the black community, we my age, I'm 42 now, so 35 to 42, we look at Tunnel 21 as one of the GOAT clubs of all time. Mm. It was about 5 to 7 years, one of the GOAT clubs of all time. Went away, it's gone, and now I just got word 2 days ago it is back.
What made the allure? Give me the allure. What made it special? Other than the music, of course.
I mean, that was the place to go to. You had Tunnel. I think Hun King Lounge was done by the time Tunnel started popping off. But you had Tunnel. You had Avalon. That was really about it. Okay. Obviously, Ricky's was there. That's where sort of Damien was. But that was it. Like, if you're trying to go hip hop and R&B, listen. Like right now. You can go. It's. I'm not saying it like it's Atlanta here in Sacramento, but you can
wear a Braves hat.
You can go into a ton of clubs and bars and hear hip hop and R&B music. You know,
easily.
And they wouldn't even be looked at as like you know hip hop establishments or something like that. But you can go all around the city and do that now. Back in the day, there was like three places, and Tunnel was one of them. Boy, memories,
R.I.P.
memories.
But it's coming back.
It's back. It's resurrected.
Let's roll.
Let's go.
So you're gonna get me a VIP?
Oh yeah, you're coming into now. Oh yeah, that's facts.
Straight.
That's facts. We making that happen.
We rock. All right.
Jake Gayton. Everybody, hey, clip this.
We'll clip this.
Jake Gayton is going to Tunnel 21.
We're bringing the crew. Don't know what it looks like.
I think you like it.
I'm ready for it. Hey, yeah, any time in the summer is a good time here in Sacramento. You know that is.
So how's your summer been, man? I know you was on vacation a little bit. You was making moves and all that other stuff.
We rock and rolled. So we went back to the East Coast a bunch of times, spent time in my hometown in Connecticut. Okay. Went to New York for a bit for a couple days. Saw a Yankee game. Went to a Broadway show, the whole nine. Went up to Boston.
How many errors did they have when you saw the Yankees game?
What's up?
How many errors?
Zero.
They have? Really? Did you save that ticket stub?
Oh, I did.
That was a game they didn't have any.
It's not
errors?
October yet, Kenny.
It's like you guys want to hurt me. Everybody on the West Coast hates the Yankees.
You know I don't hate the Yankees.
I know you don't.
You know,
but
I'm just saying.
Do you understand why?
I can understand why, but like, you know, I thought you guys are hate. You know, I thought we'd join more in how much we hate the Dodgers, especially in Northern California.
Oh no, I'm big Ohtani. Shout out Polo Well. Shout out Will in the chat.
Hey,
shout out Ohtani. Shout out.
Yo, what are you doing? Shouting him out. That's a group.
We're going to take down the Giants and Rafi Devers.
Okay. All right, man. All right. Well,
Rafi Devers is now hitting home runs like a golf swing.
Two tanks the other day.
Yeah, he's back. He's back.
Okay, ask him about his Red Sox, and then we'll go.
They're playing good.
Two games back at the Yankees in that second wild card spot.
They stole one last night, too.
We did.
Went to a Yankee game, went up to Boston, see some friends up there. I've been down to San Diego. I love that city. Beautiful, fam.
It's perfect.
I haven't made it to Petco, though. That's on the list.
Petco
that's
be popping.
It has, and I hear that fan base is fantastic. And then went over to Chicago for the first time.
Chi-Town, how was that, man?
That
I've
place
still never been.
Blew me away, quite honestly. Like, really, had a beautiful time there. It was hot, went to Wrigley.
You've never been to Wrigley.
It was the week after Kyle went, and it was phenomenal weather out there. It was hot, don't get me wrong, but just vibes are great.
I bet.
They're just,
see, there he goes. Rush. What's the street? Rush Street. Jake. That's the street. Rush Street. I know that because they used to call Reggie Theus Rush Street Reggie.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's the street. That's where. Okay. That's the K Street of Chicago.
I'll just be honest with you. I just went where everyone else went, and I went for the ride. It was a good time, though. I'll guarantee you that. Deep dish, though. Can I be real with you?
I don't like Chicago pizza.
I'm out.
So overrated.
It's so overrated.
It is ridiculous. I will go to Chicago, and I'll go to Domino's. I don't want any of your deep dish pizza.
Okay, you don't got to go to Domino's, but
Domino's good. They put the Parmesan on the crust and everything.
I'll take that over deep dish, I guess.
Yeah, no, I'm out of here with that deep dish. Whack.
I gotta convert all these people to eating good pizza here on the West Coast.
Because East Coast, that's you guys' thing over there.
Yeah, right? Straight up. Okay. And it makes me so upset because, like, okay, the one spot in town, there's a spot on R Street, or J Street, excuse me, in Midtown Sac that's on the come up. It's not great, but it's good, right?
Okay.
I wish that you guys had more access to better pizza because, like, on the East Coast, especially my hometown, man, there's four spots. Block. There's four spots I could order out and get fire pizza. Like stuff that Dave Portnoy has rated 8 and above.
I don't want to eat there.
we got pizza guys out here. Pizza guys down
we
the
do
street.
Have pizza guys.
Hey, if Malik's with that, I ride with my guy Malik. For the pizza. Okay.
Have you been to that? I'm not saying it's like New York, but have you been to that one on our street that I think you're about to say across from Ace of Spades? That's a good little pizza spot.
Yeah, it's good. Good.
They stay open late.
They stay open late. I like the slices on that. Yes, it's good.
Okay, I'm gonna leave it there.
We're gonna leave it there. We're not gonna be hypercritical. I will say I feel like I'm a pizza connoisseur. So like I like my pizza certain places, certain ways. Okay. So, gotta have a good undercarriage.
We're gonna
throw the flag.
I knew what you were saying there. We'll play on.
Who was this?
He called for Burford flags. Yeah,
Jake Burford just
lit up. Flags just lit up right. KC Brown in the middle of the field.
I do have a question for you. We're gonna talk sports. We're gonna talk Kings. We're going to talk football. I want to hear your thoughts on what's going on in Sac State.
Of course.
I know you know things. But when we come back, I got a question for you that I don't want to say only you can answer, but you're one of the main people that can answer this and maybe defend me a little bit. Maybe defend me. I'll tell you guys what it is. It's D-Lo and KC. Jake Gaten filling in for a couple hours. He's rocking with me. It's ESPN 1320, Sacramento's number one sports station. Hey, no, hold on, guy. Hold on, guy. We got business. See, you did the thing that you say I always do here.
What?
What do you?
I got my take in. I'm not a fan of Bubba Gump no more. I used to be, but my life experience was like, all right, this is not. I'm a grown man now. I can't be eating
bro,
here anymore.
What?
It's not good, bro.
I'm out. I'm
it's not
gum.
Good.
I don't eat it
as a
either.
Child. As a child, and basically up until get? I turned, huh?
What did you get?
I got a steak this time.
Well, why?
Well, I wanted a steak. I've gotten the shrimp and all. I've gotten the steak. No, don't do that. Don't do that. No, don't
why
do that.
Are you getting steak?
Don't do that because I wanted a steak. And if I want a steak, I'm going to get a steak. I've gotten the shrimp and all
that. That doesn't make sense. Then why would you not go to a steakhouse?
Well, because we were on our way. We were in Miami or whatever. And we were like, it was the only thing that was right there.
You were
there.
In Miami no, and you went up. To Bubba Gump's no, we out of all places?
No, we were going to the Heat game. We only had like an hour and Bubba Gump was like the only place right there.
There's Mastro's right there.
That's very rich right there.
Yeah, brother. I'm a producer. What do you think I'm... Jake, sit this one out real quick. Damien will be back next week. You're talking about Mastro's. Anyways, we're looking for something quick to
shout
eat
out to
or
Mastro's.
Whatever.
That's right.
We're looking for something quick to eat, and it's just it wasn't good. Even
bro,
the stuff I tried, it's like what
get
she got
a
wasn't
bucket
good.
Bucket of shrimp. What are you doing?
I've done that.
It's yeah, just, do it again. That's
no, I'm tired of you. Now I'm tired of you defending these places. Like, oh, you can only get one thing, and it's fire. Like, no, if I can only get one thing, it sucks.
No, don't get. I don't even know.
I've had the shrimp, but I've done all that. I wasn't even like looking for like a 5-star steak. I needed just hungry. I wanted a steak, whatever. Bro, I was like, hey, can I get my steak medium rare? They couldn't fathom what that meant.
Yeah, because they're like, who does this? Who the hell does this? Nah. That's a bad job by you, Jesse.
No, I'm not going to do that. And I know I was in Miami. Steak we went to other restaurants, by the way. Like I said, we were on a time crunch.
Steak at Bubba Gump.
Yeah, that's why they looked at you crazy. Like, what is it even on the menu? Who does this? Who has time?
Don't put it on the menu then.
They should take it off. They should take it off. Jake Gayden, rocking with me for a little while, man. Here for about an hour or two, almost with your boy today, man.
Love it. Thanks for having me.
No, thank you. I mean, CBS 13's Jake Gayden, but Good Day Sacramento's Jake Gayden. Yeah, is that how that's going?
You saw that?
I saw the clips. I saw what you posted. I didn't know what was going
on. Yeah, I filled it on Sunday. It was fun. It was a blast.
I actually, you know your sports. You're really good at sports. I think you'd be great on a show like that.
You think so?
Yeah, your energy, your personality. You would be great on a Good Day show like that.
I appreciate that. I love sports, though, man. I love
what
we do.
No, you're great at sports. Like I think essentially what I'm coming to the conclusion of is you're just great on TV. So that's
appreciate you. And here's the thing. I appreciate that because, yeah. You know, I got the reception I had on Good Day on Sunday. It was incredible. Like that community welcomed me in because it's I would say that it's a very solid, passionate fan base that loves that TV show mm-hmm. because people grew up on that. Mm-hmm. Like for me, I don't understand the magnitude of that just because I haven't been here for that long. Right. But people like yourself,
yeah,
like you remember 30 years ago when this thing started?
Yeah, I was about to say it had to be. I was living in Green Haven. I don't even know if I was in high school yet.
No McClatchy yet?
Not yet. I think I was still. And they said, hey, this new show, Good Day Sacramento, is going to be the morning show. And yeah, I'm not acting like I've watched it every morning.
No,
but
it's part of your fabric. It's part of the childhood.
I turn on the TV as I'm getting dressed for school, and I turn it to 31.
But everyone has that story, and it's not like it's a solid fan base where it's like they watch. There's people that watch it dedicated every single day, but the casual Sacramento person knows what Good Day is.
Absolutely.
And I think that's a cool thing. So to be there on Sunday with a goat, Tina Makua.
Come on, man! Shout out like, Tina. Shout out.
Hey, T is crazy.
Yeah, shout out Tina, man. That's a legend right there.
She's a legend. It was great having on her, and I had a great reception.
Shout out Cody. Was Cody there?
Cody was not there. Cody has the weekend, but Cody's the man.
Shout
all
out
right?
to my boy Cody, man. That's my guy right there, man. Pull up on him. Shout out to my girl Ashley. You know,
Ashley Williams, right?
Yeah.
Dude,
yeah.
That girl's could not speak highly of that woman. She's a fantastic person.
Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed, man. So, yeah, shout out Jake Gayden.
Appreciate you. Hey, it was great. I appreciate you because here's the thing. I do it. I had a great time, and I could see myself doing it. Maybe one day, but right now, though, I'm happy doing sports. I love what we do.
You're doing your thing with sports, man. You're doing your thing with sports. The question I wanted to ask you, I want Jesse to be here. Jesse stepped out for just a second, so I wanted him to be here. I'll wait till he gets back. I'll ask you another question. We started the show, started D-Lo and KC talking about Hulk Hogan. Were you a wrestling guy? You're East
no.
Coast, Connecticut, all that, right in the belly of the beast.
I wasn't. It wasn't my thing. It was just, I didn't grow up doing it. Now, did we watch, like, it was like Monday Night Raw? Like, that was definitely a thing when I was a kid.
You're a little younger than me, though.
Yeah.
So
I'm like
Hulk was, it's not the same.
It's John Cena for me.
Oh, my gosh. What are you, 22? What the hell's going on here?
Not 22, a little closer than you are. But
you are far removed from Hulk Hogan and Hulkamania and all that.
But I knew who he was.
Right. Everybody knew who Hulk Hogan was. Everybody. Like, this is what I said earlier in the group chat. It's, and I do look at WWF sports entertainment, mm-hmm. and you kind of group it in. It's a little bit of both. It's entertainment, and you know, it is a sport. Mm-hmm. He's a sports icon. Hulk Hogan is. He is a sports icon. We talk about Michael Jordan. We talk about all these guys. He's the best at what he did, and personally, you know, is whatever. But I can separate the two and say he was a massive star in WWF, in WCW when he was Yellow and Red Hulk, and then when he turned into Hollywood Hulk Hogan, he was a star. He was a massive, massive star. And yeah, he's somebody that a lot of people grew up on.
I feel like if you're on a Wheaties box, you've made it, and you're at the pinnacle of your sport, if that makes any sense. I think when I grew up, you know, Hulk was an icon there in terms of someone that you knew was related to the sport, right? Like, so if you knew if he was on the screen, okay, what he was about, what his persona was. I also seen in the years past his retirement, his interaction with his fans, especially the young fans, reenacting what he used to do. Like, mm-hmm. I think that's how he's kind of transcended the sport and kept it going. Right. He, when he retired, he wasn't just like, I'm out, I'm done. Like, right. He tried to...
doing reality TV, you know, with the Hogan's Knows Best. I think that was the show.
Was it good quality television?
Yeah.
I think Love Island does better on a rating scale.
I haven't seen Love Island yet. No, don't look at me like that. No, I haven't watched Love Island yet. I don't plan on it either. Is the season over?
I don't know. I've only watched a couple episodes, but like...
But you're hooked.
Well, no, I'm not hooked. I'm just being, it's kind of force-fed to me, all right? Let's just say that, you know, there's certain things for people who want to watch the show, and I'm I gotta sit there. I gotta sit there and watch the show.
I saw the clips when Megan Thee Stallion was on there. I did see that. Shout out Klay Thompson.
All right? Gets out the bay, levels up.
Seems a little forced to me. I keep seeing them on my timeline, and it just seems a little forced. I got my antennas up with that. But speaking of, congratulations. I don't have my soundboard here, so I don't have Tyrese here, but congratulations to Taylor Rooks.
Oh, on her our wedding. Girl.
Yes. Congratulations.
Star-studded wedding.
It was.
Did you see who pulled up to that thing?
Well, I saw Coco Jones was there and her new fiance, Donovan Mitchell. I saw KD was in the building. They say KD even brushed his hair for that one. Got a lineup. That was crazy. Draymond was there, and that's all I saw. Who else you see?
Michael Rubin pulled up. Wow. With his wife, there was another star that I saw there. Let me pull up her.
Okay.
The Insta. Go ahead, yeah. But go she ahead. Was. That's a star-studded event, my friend.
You got her like that, man. Everybody love.
Well, who doesn't? And my question is, where is she going next? I was gonna look that up the other day.
She's with Amazon, I believe.
She's going to Amazon.
Yeah.
Because she ended her time with TNT, which makes sense.
I believe she's like studio host for their pre and post.
Here's the two that I forgot that I think are the dopest out of all of them.
Okay.
Saquon. Ah. Jack Harlow.
Jack Harlow always finds his way in these circles. Shout out, Jack. I like Jack Harlow.
Shout out Taylor Rooks, though.
Shout out Taylor Rooks. Shout out everyone. Shane. Mm-hmm. Shane. And this isn't me. This is what other men are doing around the country. Congratulations.
Oh, yeah. It was bad on Twitter yesterday.
Here's the thing, though. Have you met Taylor before, right?
I have not met Taylor. She was here for one of the games.
She did a Kings game there. So she did a Kings game. So she was at Shootdown with us. Got to meet her for one time. Mm-hmm. And like sometimes, I hate to say this, but sometimes national media comes in here and says, we're national media. You're a local beat reporter. You know, what do you know?
Yeah.
And I sit there and I'm like, guys, we're looking for the same thing. And sometimes I might have better nuggets for you that you can bring to your newscast or broadcast for the night. Mm-hmm. So some people get a little snooty with it. She down to earth. Hi, how are you? What's going on? Like, what's like, I don't know. I appreciate those type of people much more.
She seemed very, very nice. I know people who do know her and they're like, Taylor's hella cool. Like, she's hella cool. That night she was here. I'm not, I don't want to exaggerate, and I don't want to be like it was going out of the Golden 1 Center. But there was a line to take pictures with Taylor Rooks afterwards.
Makes sense.
There was a line to take pictures with Taylor Rooks, and she took them. She was like, yeah, come on, let's go, let's take the picture. She was just really nice about everything.
What game was that this year? Do you remember? What's the TNT game?
Might have been the Rockets.
Rockets earlier in the year?
Yeah, it might have been the Rockets.
And it wasn't a tournament game, right? In season?
It might have been. It might have been.
Okay.
It might have been, but I think it was the Rockets when she was
I think you're spot on.
And like, look, like everybody else, I had to hit the group chat because they love her in the group chat. I was like, oh, look who's
in,
look who's over here today.
Who's in the group chat?
Oh, it's my cousin Ace. It's my man B. It's my other cousin Jason.
Oh, we love that.
My other cousin JJ.
The boys.
They love Taylor Rooks.
Can I ask you something?
Yeah.
What's the name of the group chat?
Oh, we didn't name it.
Your boy's group chat, is it named?
Yeah, one of them's named. Not all of them. A lot of them are. Actually,
Their numbers just come up. Their contact just comes up on the text.
You got to throw a name in there.
I'm gonna figure it out.
Okay, thank
I'm
you.
I'm gonna figure it out.
Appreciate you.
And now I think about it. Yeah.
Yeah, I gotta. And then we'll do that today.
Yeah,
we'll do that tonight.
And it's just a jumbled mess at that point.